Well, it's good to be with you all again.
与弟兄姊妹们再次相会，非常的高兴。
I have quite a few verses that I'd like to read this morning, so I think we'll just go straight into some of these key verses that we'd like to look at today.
早间我有许多的经节想与弟兄姊妹们分享，我就想我们直接来读圣经的话语。
The first is in Psalm chapter 51.
第一节圣经是诗篇第五十一章。
Psalm 51 verses 16 and 17.
诗篇第五十一章第十六到十七节。
This is David praying to the Lord.
是大卫在向神的祷告。
For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit.A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
诗篇第五十一章十六到十七节，你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我就献上。凡祭你也不喜悦，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
And in the same book of Psalm 138 verse 6.
同样一卷书第诗篇138篇第六节，诗篇138篇第六节。
It says in Psalm 138:6, For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty he knows from afar. Or another way of saying that, but the proud he knows from afar.
诗篇一百三十八章第六节，耶和华虽高，仍看顾低微的人，他却从远处看出骄傲的人。
And then we'll turn to the New Testament, 1 Peter.
我们翻到新约圣经，彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 5.
第五章，彼得前书第五章。
Verses 6 and 7.
彼得前书第五章六到七节。
And as you're turning to 1 Peter 5:6, I think we're noticing already a theme here, a theme of humility.
当你翻到彼得前书的时候，你会发现这里有一个主题，这个主题就是谦卑。
And Peter here in his letter takes up this theme.
在这里，彼得就把这个主题开始讲述。
It says in verse 6,Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you.
彼得前书第五章六到七节，所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。因为他顾念你们。
And then I'm going to go ahead and go to Luke chapter 2.
我们翻到路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2 verses 25 through 38.
路加福音第二章第二十五节到三十八节。
Now this is a lesser familiar story in a familiar big story.
可能在大的方面我们很熟悉，但这些在小的细节的这些经节我们不是那样的熟悉。
In Luke chapter 2 verses 25 through 38, you see two humble hidden people.
在路加福音第二章25到38节里面，我们看见两位非常谦卑的人。
And I think for the sake of time, if you have an English Bible, you can read verses 25 through 38.But maybe altogether, in Chinese, we can read Luke 2:25 through 38.
因为时间的关系，如果您有英文圣经的话，你可以读路加福音二章二十五到三十八节。但是我们就一起读二章二十五到三十八节，路加福音二章二十五到十八节。在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面。这人又公义又虔诚， 素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上，他得了圣灵的启示，知道自己立死之前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过他来，称颂神说：主啊，如今可以释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩，就是你在万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，又是你名以色列的荣耀。孩子的父母因这问耶稣的话就稀奇，西缅给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说：这孩子费力，要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，又要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你全体的心也要被刀刺透。又有女先知名叫亚拿，是亚舍支派法内利的女儿，年纪已经老迈，还做童女出嫁的时候从丈夫住了七年就寡居了，现在已经84岁，并不离开圣殿进食求昼夜侍奉。正当那时，他敬虔乃称谢神，将孩子的事对一切盼望耶路撒冷得救赎的人述。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we are so grateful for this reminder that you are looking for people that have a humble and a contrite heart.
主耶稣，我们早间是如此感恩，因为你再次提醒我们，你是希望在寻找谦卑的人，痛悔的人。
Lord, we do pray this morning as we share that we would see that we were born proudful people.
主耶稣，求你早间再对我们心里讲话，让我们知道我们生来都是骄傲的人。
Lord, we want to confess this morning that often we're driven by pride.
我们早间也要承认我们经常为骄傲所驱动。
Lord, we do ask that you would reveal this to us.
我们求你帮助我们。
Forgive us for this.
启示我们，饶恕我们。
And teach us what it means to be those that have a humble and a contrite heart.
教导我们什么是你所需要的谦卑的人。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Now, if you remember, for the last two times that I've been with you, I've spoken a little bit about the Lord's return.
上两次我在，如果你能记着我所传讲的信息，我稍微提到了关于主的再来。
The Lord Jesus wants to return again for his people.
主耶稣愿意为他的子民再来。
I know for sure at least 2 weeks ago you heard our brother share quite a bit about are you ready for the Lord's return?
我非常确定两个礼拜前当弟兄在这里讲到的时候问你们说，你们准备好主的再来了吗？
And how we need to be ready to usher in the return of the Lord.
我们准备好来催促主的再来了吗？
Or how we need to be prepared for the Lord to take us at any time.
还是我们有没有准备好，我们怎么样预备主随时来接我们？
And you might recall that we shared from between Malachi and Matthew in the Old and New Testament how the Lord was silent.
你可能也记住我们当时分享到从马拉基书到新约之间神是如何的保持沉默，不对他的子民说话。
For 400 years, the Lord was silent.
400年之内，神没有对他的子民讲话。
But then we spoke a little bit about how Elizabeth and Zechariah were prepared in their hearts to usher in the coming Savior.
我们也读到了撒加利亚和以利沙伯是如何的准备他们的心来带入主的降临。
And a very important point here, not only were Zechariah and Elizabeth prepared, but they prepared their son to usher in the return or the coming of the Lord Jesus.
我们最主要要看见的是不仅他们自己准备好了，而且他们也预备他们的儿子来带入主。
They were very careful to raise up John in the ways of the Lord.
他们在为了主来养育他们的儿子约翰。
And we shared the last two times many different attributes of this family and how they helped prepare the way for the Lord Jesus coming.
上一次我们讲到了许多这一家庭的特征，他们是如何来预备主的道路。
So a little background to what I'm going to share today.
我们今天讲先有一点背景的介绍。
Often I ask my wife, do you have any input from what I shared?
我经常问我的妻子说，我要交通的，你有没有什么看法呢？
And a wise husband will listen to his wife.
一个聪明的丈夫总是要听他的妻子。
And she said, you know, you shared a lot.
那他就说你已经讲了很多了。
It might be nice to go into detail on some of those very important points that you mentioned.
他说那 你已经讲了很多，可能你应该再讲一些细节方面的事情。
She said she was taking notes and she was ready for me to talk much longer on each point, but then I just moved to the next point.
他说他在记笔记，他准备好再听一些细节方面的信息，但是我却没有讲，我只是继续讲其他的主题了。
And I'm thankful for that because the Lord spoke to me the same way, and I'd like to share a very specific attribute of this family in the early church on how they prepared the way for the Lord.
我感谢主，主也把同样的负担放在我的里面，让我知道我应该开始讲论一点，就是谦卑，这样在初期的教会里面的重要性。
And this is the matter of humility.
这个就是谦卑的主题。
Humility.Is what is good soil for the Lord's work and the Lord's return.
这个谦卑，它是一个好的土壤，来预备为主做工，来等待主的再来。
The Lord wants to share His mercy upon you and I.
主巴不得把他的恩慈来向我们显明。
The Lord wants to grace us with His appearing.
主巴不得让我们见到他的显现。
But he looks at our hearts and he looks at us and he cannot find good soil for his coming and for his work.
但是当他看到我们鉴察我们人心的时候，他不能找到一个好的土壤来预备他的来临和他的事工。
And I believe that one of the keys of having good soil for the Lord is a soil that is humble.
那在这个诸多的好的土壤当中，我认为最主要的就是我们自己的谦卑。
Now there's not a single one of us in here that is humble.
我们在这里面没有一个人是谦卑的。
I can honestly say the most humble person I've ever met is often prideful about their humility.
我可以告诉你，在我所遇到的所有最谦卑的人，他们会为自己的谦卑而骄傲。
We can only go so far, and then eventually pride comes out.
我们只能走这么远。当我们走到这一步的时候，我们的骄傲自然就显露出来。
And I like to call this the cycle of pride.
我愿意把这个状况叫做骄傲的循环。
The cycle of pride that just keeps coming around and haunting us.
这个骄傲的周期的循环只是这样自始至终的在我们周围，我们不能摆脱。
And the cycle of pride looks like this.
这个骄傲的周期的循环是这样的。
Now if you're listening to the English or if you're writing the English, the cycle is a P cycle. They all start with the letter P.
如果你在听我讲的是英文，你在记笔记的时候，我叫它作为 P, letter P, 就是这个字母 P 的周期循环。
This cycle starts with prosperity.
这个周期的循环开始于成功。
We're a blessed people.
我们是蒙福的一群人。
We love prosperity.
我们愿意昌盛。
But what does that often lead to?
昌盛的会导致什么呢?
Pride.
就是骄傲。
Pride sneaks in.
骄傲就偷偷的进入。
And that pride leads to peril.
那这个骄傲就把我们带入到危机。
Another word for that is danger.
或者是危险。
And then what ends up happening is we find that we come under punishment.
那我们就会发现我们不久就被惩罚。
And then we recognize we need to be poor in spirit.
我们不久就发现我们需要成为虚心的人。
And being poor in spirit is having humility.
作为虚心的人，我们就必须谦卑。
But you know what happens often when we are humble?
你知道，通常当我们谦卑的时候
，The Lord might bless us a little bit.
神就会来祝福我们一点。
We come into something of the Lord and we're excited.
我们能够得到神的祝福，我们就非常的激动。
And the Lord might at school or at work or someplace allow us to come into some prosperity.
不管是工作、学校还是其他的地方，神总是给我们一些昌盛。
And what happens when there's prosperity?
那我们成功了、昌盛了、顺利之后呢？
We become proud.
我们就又会变成骄傲的人。
And then again we find ourselves in peril.
然后我们就遇到了危机。
And there's punishment.
然后我们就又受到管教。
And then we cry out and say, Lord, I want to be poor in spirit.
然后我们又来呼求神，主啊，求你让我成为虚心的人。
Now, I don't know about you, but this sounds exhausting.
我不知道你的感觉什么，但是我感觉到非常的心力交瘁。
Going through this cycle over and over again.
我们的循环就是这样一遍一遍的来。
You know, this cycle is seen all throughout the scripture.
这个主题就一直在交织在我们的圣经里面。
You can almost open up any story in the Bible and find this cycle.
你几乎可以打开圣经中每一章来看见这个周期的循环。
Adam and Eve in the garden.
亚当和夏娃在园子里。
They were prosperous.
他们很昌盛。
They thought to themselves, "Wow, we can take care of ourselves. We don't need to obey."
他们在想，我们可以照顾自己，我们不需要顺服。
They became a very proud people.
他们变成非常骄傲的人。
And that caused them to be disobedient and led them to peril.
造成了他们的不顺服、悖逆，以致进入了危机。
And of course, they were kicked out of the garden as punishment.
当然，到最后导致他们被从伊甸园里驱逐出去。
And they had to repent.
那他们又必须来认罪悔改。
Look at the story of Noah.
想想挪亚的故事。
The people became proud.
人们开始骄傲。
And it caused them to enter into peril and punishment.
导致他们进入了危机而受管教。
The Tower of Babel. What did the Lord say about the people at the Tower of Babel?
巴别塔。那人们是怎么样说巴别塔的呢？
They were actually brilliant people. Some people say probably smarter than we are today, even with our computers.
他们是非常聪明的一群人。有些人认为他们比我们还聪明，比我们有电脑的人还聪明。
Building these large edifices, these ziggurats, up into the heavens so that they could enter into heaven.
他们建一个非常宏伟的建筑，好叫他们可以有能够直达苍穹。
And God says, "These people don't need me anymore."
神就说这些人不再需要我了。
And so they had to be corrected in this.
他们就必须要被纠正。
And of course, this goes all throughout the Old Testament, as we talked about. Even those silent years, the Lord had to be silent because the people became proud.
我在旧约里这个主题一直持续，甚至到神来不对他的子民说话有四百年。
I want to give just one little analogy.
我只是这样一个小小的比喻。
Many of you were at the wedding yesterday.
有许多人去了昨天的婚礼。
Over at West Office.
在西南区的教会里面。
I like weddings because you see a lot of families.
我喜欢去参加婚礼，因为许多的家庭都一起参加。
And you see a lot of little ones.
你会看见许多的小孩子。
Little ones that are just learning how to walk.
有许多小孩子刚刚学会学步。
Now, I don't know about you, but I love watching a one-year-old starting to learn how to walk.
我不知道你，但是我非常喜欢看一岁的小孩初学步的样子。
They start getting up. It's so hard for them, so difficult. They get on two feet and they're trying with those first steps.
他们就想要学会站立，然后想着学会用两只脚一起开始迈出第一步。
But then all of a sudden it works for them.
突然一下他们就学会走路了。
One step becomes two steps.
一步变成了两步。
Almost a third step.
几乎到了第三步。
And it's my favorite part of the process.
这是我最喜欢的一个过程。
Because this little baby who couldn't walk just made three steps.
这个本来不会走路的婴儿，他自己就走了三步了。
And you can see the smile on their face.
你可以看到他们脸上的微笑。
And what do they do?
他们做什么呢？
They look around to see who's watching.
他们就看看周围，看看谁在看他们。
And they're looking at their parents and say, "Look at me, I'm walking."
他们看看自己的父母，就说：“看呐，我在走路了。”
And that's when they go boom.
那时候他们就摔倒了。
Sometimes they hit their head. Sometimes they land backwards.
有的时候他们撞了他们的头，有的时候他们仰面朝天。
Prosperity turned to peril and punishment.
他们的成功就变成了危险，然后他们就被受到了惩罚。
And you can see the humility that comes in. Wow, walking isn't as easy as I thought it was for those three steps.
这时候谦卑就进入了，他们就知道了，学步不是像我想象的那么容易。
Brothers and sisters, none of us are any different.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都是一样的。
How many of us at work have a little bit of success?
我们有没有在工作里面有几位都很成功呢？
And we always like to, oh, it was really nothing.
那我们就会说，这对我来说是小事儿。
No. You don't have to look at me.
你不用看我。
But somehow we make it just so that people, even in our humility, we're loud about it and the pride comes in.
那即使在我们的谦卑里面，我们忍不住要让人知道我们的骄傲。
Well, what pride does is it really hardens the heart.
骄傲真的使我们的心刚硬。
The Lord wants to speak to us. He wants to reveal himself. He wants to work among us.
主巴不得要在我们里面做工，对我们心里讲话。
But this soil of our heart is hardened through pride.
但是因着我们里面的骄傲，我们的土就不再是好土。
I want to use one more analogy.
我再想用一个比喻。
A farmer needs good soil.
一个农夫需要好的土壤。
My grandfather was a farmer.
我的祖父他是一个农夫。
And I remember all his children saying they remember him praying for good soil.
所有的他的孩子都记得他祷告，祈求好的土壤。
Praying for good rain.
祷告有好的雨水。
Praying for sunshine.
祷告有好的阳光。
It's a process.
这是一个过程。
And a good farmer prays for these things.
一个好的农夫，他为这些祷告。
But often he has to work with what he has been given.
但是他还要与他所给予的工作来对待，接受他所给予的这一切。
Using that analogy, how does our heart become good soil?
想想这个作为一个比喻，我们的心怎么才能成为一个好土呢？
Well, it does need water.
确实我们需要水。
And water is the word of God.
这个水就是主的话。
When we are in the word, our heart is softened through the water.
如果我们把我们自己浸在主的话语里面，我们的心就是柔软的。
I'll give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Our sister today around the table quoted Micah 6:8.
我们有一个姊妹在饼杯的时候来讲了，弥迦书第六章八节。
It's a very familiar verse.
是一个非常熟悉的话。
It says, "He has told you, O man, what is good."And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God?
在弥迦书第六章第八节就讲到，神所要的是世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只是让你行公义，好怜悯，有谦卑的心，与神同行。
Well, that was a verse that watered her heart this week.
这是这个礼拜她里面所得的水。
Listening to her prayer, you know she's gone through many difficulties.
你听到她的祷告，你可以感觉到她经历了许多苦难。
And yet she has read so many promises in the scripture that has watered and softened her heart.
但是她读了神诸多的应许，这些应许在她的里面成为她的水源，来让她的心柔软。
But then she prayed it out loud.
然后她就大声地祷告。
And she's probably fellowshipped with some of you.
她可能也与圣徒有交通。
And there were many prayers along this line this morning.
在今天早晨的祷告有许多都是关于这方面的祷告。
But of course, the word humility was on my heart.
但是今天在我的心里面的负担是谦卑。
And when she shared that, it was like light coming upon my heart.
当她有这样的交通的时候，就像一个光照在我的里面。
What does good soil need? It needs water and it needs light.
那这个好的土壤就需要水，还需要阳光。
It needs the word of God and it needs fellowship.
它需要神的话语，也需要交通。
Do you see how that works?
你知道这是怎么样工作的吗？
And our heart is being softened through the word of God and through the fellowship with the saints.
这样我们的心就藉着主的话和与圣徒的交通就变得柔软。
But you can have great soil, but the farmer has to go out and till it.
你需要很好的土，但是这个农夫需要出去来翻耕。
And that's the dealings in our life.
这个就是在我们生活中所遭遇的，我们所要对付的，被对付的。
Whatever worry you have this week is the Lord tilling your heart, breaking it up.
不管你这个周里面你的忧虑是什么，神是想让你能够经历这些，把你这些忧虑所破碎。
It might be a fear at work or a fear at home.
不管是你在工作上的忧虑，还是在家里面的担惊受怕。
It may be the news that we're worried about.
或者是这个新闻令你担忧。
Any difficulty, a difficult teacher, a difficult boss, that's tilling our hearts.
有许多的艰难，不管是令人难对付的老师，还是其他的一些难对付的，都是来对我们心里的一个耕耘。
And when this happens, when our heart is tilled, we need more water and more fellowship.
当我们的心被翻耕的时候，我们就需要更多的土壤和阳光。
Now I could go a long time with this analogy, but I'll just share one more thing that has to happen to soil.
我可以讲许多关于这方面的比拟，但是我现在只有一点要说一下。
Farmers learned 1,000 years ago, sometimes you need to leave a field alone for a year.
那农夫从几千年之前就已经学到一个功课，就是在一定的时刻，你必须要让你的田地闲置一段时间。
In English, we call leaving the field fallow.
在英文就是说把这个地让它不开垦一段时间。
Farmers don't always like to do that.
农夫一般不喜欢这样做。
Oh, if I could only use all my fields, how much produce I could get.
如果我用我所有的田地，那我可以有很多的出产。
But if you don't set it aside, it will lose its nutrient. It'll lose its nutrients. It'll be overused.
那如果你不把它闲置一下的话，你就会把土壤里面好东西流失。
I have a question for you this morning.
我有一个问题，今天。
Do you feel that sometimes the Lord is overlooking you?
你是不是觉得有的时候主忽视了你？
Maybe in fellowship, you feel that you're being overlooked in service or in other ways.
不管是侍奉还是交通方面，你是不是被忽视了的感觉？
If that's the case, the Lord may be setting you aside for a little bit.
那如果是这样的话，主说不定要把你放在一边，让你闲置一下。
Causing you to cry out to Him.With a humble heart.
好叫你来呼求他的名，让你有一个谦卑的心。
So I want to turn now to ask this question with a humble heart, with a humble soil in our heart. What can the Lord do with us?
那我就想问一个问题，说如果我们有谦卑，我们有一个谦卑的土壤，那主能够在我们身上做什么样的功呢？
Well, the Lord wants us.To share the good news of Christ.
主让我们来传讲他的福音。
I think we've all heard that before in fellowship. Share the good news. Spread the gospel.
我们就已经在屡次的聚会中听到这样的讲述，我们需要传讲主的福音，主的大好消息。
I would say one of the number one hindrances to preaching the gospel is we do it with a prideful heart.
那我想说，来阻拦我们传福音的第一个最大的阻碍，就是我们里面的骄傲。
We preach the gospel because I know better and everyone around me, poor them.
我们宣讲福音的时候会觉得我知道的更多，我周围其他的人真可怜。
If the Lord has called you to preach the gospel on a regular basis and you have that opportunity, I ask you this one question. Can you do it humbly?
那如果你有这样的，在经常会有这样的，有频率的来传讲福音，那我就问你，你能不能有一个谦卑的心来传讲它？
So that's one reason the Lord wants humble hearts.
这就是一个原因，说神需要我们有一个谦卑的心。
A second reason is he wants to return to his people.
第二个原因是主神他愿意来回到他的子民当中。
I shared this with you last time that I was here. The Lord wants to return. We don't need to be waiting for him.
神愿意再来，我们真的不需要来等候他。
He's waiting for us.
是他在等候我们。
He's waiting for humble hearts.
他在等候我们有一颗谦卑的心。
All of you that have had children know this story.
你们所有孩子的都知道这个故事。
You see a kid, one of your children struggling with something.
当你看到一个孩子，他在很艰难地做一件事情。
They can't tie their shoe.
他们没有办法来系鞋带。
They can't do a math problem.
或者没有办法解决这个数学题。
They can't figure something out, that they're trying to fix.
或者他们真的有一个难题，他们没有办法对付。
And you start walking over there, and they say, "I've got it, I've got it."
你去了之后，想要帮助他，却说，我知道怎么弄，我知道怎么弄。
What can you do?
你能干什么呢？
You can't do anything.
你什么都没办法做。
Until they give up.
直到他愿意放弃。
And they say, "I can't."
说我没有办法了。
And then you can come in and help.
这样你才可以帮助他们。
That's how the Lord sees us today.
主就是这样看待我们的。
The Lord isn't returning for His church because we don't need Him.
主还没有来回到他的教会里，因为我们不需要他。
We can have our meetings.
我们可以有自己的聚集。
We can have our prayer times.
我们有我们自己的祷告。
We can raise our children.
我们可以养育孩子。
We can go to work.
我们可以去工作。
And go a whole week without thinking about the Lord.
我们也许一个礼拜都不会想着主的事儿。
And it may be something that.Is the same thing every week, but at least we're forced to look at the bread and the cup and say we need to remember the Lord.
也许每周一次这个饼杯的聚集是唯一次我们被迫来到神面前来想到他。
Oh, but may we be think of that more.
深愿我们能够更多的想到主的来再来。
The third reason he wants humble hearts.
第三点，他需要一个谦卑的心。
The Lord doesn't just want to return for us.
他不仅是为我们再来。
He wants us to come unto him and rule and reign with him.
他需要我们来到他面前与他一同做王掌权。
He wants to give us position.
他愿意给我们一个地位。
Responsibility.
给我们一个责任。
Forgive me if I've shared this before, but I want to say this again.
我也许在这之前已经交通过了，请你饶恕，我想再说一遍。
As many of you know, I'm a high school principal.
你这许多人都知道，我是一个高中的校长。
And as parents start going through the list of what their children need to do to get to college, they make a list of what colleges are looking for.
那当家长们在帮助他的学生进入大学的时候，通常他们都会列个清单，他们需要做什么来帮助他们的孩子进入大学。
Grades.
他们的成绩。
SAT scores.
这个标准化考试成绩。
Activities.
还有他们的课外活动。
Then there's the key word.
还有一个最主要的。
Leadership.
领导才能。
Can you show that you've had leadership in high school?
你能不能像这些招生官显示你在高中里面有这个领导才能。
And I can't tell you the number of teenagers that I'm around and parents that I'm around that come up to me and said, yes, I'm looking to start a club.
我简直有太多的父母亲和学生来到我的面前，因为他们就要告诉我说他们想要开启一个俱乐部，在学校一个俱乐部。
I want to start an environmental club.
我想要开一个环境俱乐部。
I want to start a rocket club.
我想要弄一个火箭俱乐部。
All kinds of clubs.
各种各样的活动。
And they want to be leaders in it.
他们想要做领导。
They don't want to be leaders.
他们真的不想要做领导人。
They just want to put it on a piece of paper so they can get into school.
他们只是要把这个角色写在他们的纸张上，好叫他们能够进入好的学校。
And you know how you can tell the difference?
你知道你这个区别在什么吗？
Between someone who really is a leader and someone who just wants to be a leader?
有些人他真的是一个领导，有些人他只是想要成为领导。
This is someone who just wants the title. This is how they act.
如果有些人只是想要个头衔的话，他们是这样的人。
Welcome to the Environmental Club.
欢迎你来到环境俱乐部。
I am the president.
我是主席。
And today I announce that we will meet every Wednesday at lunch.
今天我会在午餐的时候和每个人见面。
We will have field trips.
我们会有一些郊游。
We will raise money.
我们会有来积攒钱，
and,
积攒资金。
And you will work on Thursday on raising money.
你要在礼拜四的时候工作来募捐。
And you need to send emails to everybody.
你需要给每个人来发信息。
If there's any questions, just ask me.
如果你有什么问题的话，问我问题。
That's a leader.
那个就是所谓的领导。
But you know what a real leader of the environmental club looks like?
如果你要想知道一个真正的该做的这个，环境学的环境俱乐部的主席该做的吗？
Even before the club has been formed, this person goes out and picks up the trash after lunch.
即使在这个俱乐部开始活动之前，他就愿意走到外面去来捡这些垃圾。
They see a garbage bag that's torn and old spaghetti and drinks are pouring out.
他们看到一个垃圾袋破了，然后那些意大利面从里面漏了出来。
And they go and they try to clean it up and straighten it and they find the maintenance man and say, "Can you help me find a dustpan so I can clean this up?"
他会自己先把它清洁了，然后把袋子系好，然后再找一个清洁的工人，告诉他说：“你能不能帮助我把它扫好、清洁干净？”
That's when the principal comes to that person and says, "I'd like for you to start a club for me."
这时候，这个校长就会过来说：“我愿意你开始一个俱乐部。”
You have a heart of service.
因为你愿意服侍。
And one who can serve is one who can lead.
一个人愿意服侍，他才能够领导。
That's what the Lord is looking for.
这个是主所要的。
You know, I'm so glad that I'm sharing in this room.
我非常高兴我在这里与大家交通。
If the Lord doesn't want the heater, the air, AC ever to be fixed, praise the Lord.
如果主真的说这个大堂里面的空调还有这些加热装置都没有被修好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord that we can humble ourselves and be in an I don't know how old room this is, sharing the word of God.
感谢主，我们可以聚集在这里，不管这个房间有多老，我们可以一起来听主的信息。
And I'm sure some young people have gone to their friends' churches and they're pretty, they're beautiful, they're big, but there's no Christ.
我深信有许多的年轻人去过他们朋友的教会，他们的教堂又大又宏伟，很漂亮，但是在这样的教会里面，你不能寻到基督。
Now, if the Lord does provide and we can fix the utilities, then fix them.
如果主愿意供给的话，是想要我们来把它修好，那我们就很好，感谢主。
If we need to paint, we'll paint.
如果我们需要来刷漆，我们就刷漆。
It's okay to have it look nice.
从外观上看起来很好，没有问题。
But we're serving the Lord.
但是我们是服侍主。
Lord, what would you have this place look like?
主啊，你要我们这个聚集的地方看起来像什么样？
Servants in your house.
我们愿意在你的家里作为一个服侍的人。
But that takes humility.
这就让我们谦卑。
Lord, we don't have the answer.
主，我们没有答案。
Many of you may recall a brother from England visited us once.
你们有许多人可能记得有一个从英国来的弟兄跟我们分享到过。
Brother Bill Thompson.
Brother Bill Thompson.
And he shared something that many missionaries used to share in England and India.
他说有许多传教人在英国和印度传教。
He said many churches, many fellowships of Christ, started with no money, but a lot of Christ.
他说，起初的教会被开始的时候是毫无钱财，却有许多的基督。
But they ended up with a lot of money and no Christ.
但结果却是有许多的资金，却没有基督。
That's the cycle of pride that is plaguing the church today.
这个是我们所说的这个骄傲的恶性循环的结果。
So let's look at the humility found in these people, in the New Testament.
我们看看在新约里面这些人所具备谦卑特性的人。
I mentioned three points: preaching the gospel, ushering in the king, and thirdly, ruling and reigning with Christ.
我讲到了三点，就是传讲福音、催促主的再来和与主作王掌权。
Well, we talked about Elizabeth being able to share the good news and be a paving the way for Christ's first coming.
我们讲过，我们说过以利沙伯是如何来预备主的到来。
How did the Lord allow her to have a humble heart?
主是怎么让她能够有一个谦卑的心呢？
She couldn't have children.
她没有办法生育。
That's pretty humbling.
这个真的让人很谦卑。
One of the most profound tools the Lord uses in the history of the church is barrenness.
神所要的具有深远意义的一个工具，就是这个让教会不能结果子。
But it brought her to a point where Elizabeth says, "I can do nothing."
同样的，到了这时候，以利沙白就说，我没有办法。
And the Lord says, "Now I can use you."
主就说到现在我可以用你了。
You will give birth to John.
你要生育约翰。
Zechariah was a failed priest and actually lost his ability to speak.
那撒加利亚他是一个最后不能称职的祭司，因为他不能说话。
How difficult it was for a priest not to be able to speak.
如果一个祭司不能讲话是如何的艰难。
But it caused him to humble himself.
但是这导致了他就能够谦卑下来。
And he became the father of John.
他就成了约翰的父亲。
The spokesman for the coming of Jesus.
他成为了基督来临的一个代言人。
John's life.
在约翰的生命当中。
So humble.
他是如此的谦卑。
Lived in a wilderness.
他住在旷野当中。
And yet the Lord could use them because of his humility.
但是主却使用他，因为他有谦卑的心。
You know, then we get to two more people that we read about at the beginning.
那我们还有两个，就是我们开始所读的那两位。
Simeon and Anna.
就是西缅和安娜，亚拿。
I've done this before. I've asked people, where's the story of Simeon and Anna?
我在这只有问过人，我说这个西缅和亚拿的故事在哪儿呢？
And most people can say the Gospels, but then that's about it.
那许多人只能回答到说在福音书里面提到，但是他们只能说到这些。
Simeon became an old man.
西缅成为一个老人。
But he heard a promise.
但是他听到了应许。
You will not die until you see the coming of the Savior.
他说在你看到救主来临降临之前你不会死。
What an amazing promise.
这是如何惊人的一个应许。
And Simeon took that promise to heart.
那西缅他就把这个应许记在心里。
And he went to the church, or the temple, but I'll compare it to us. He went to the temple every day.
他每天都到这个聚会圣殿里去。
And he said, the Savior's coming.
他就说我们的救主来了。
Be prepared, the Savior's coming.
准备好，救主要来了。
I know I said this yesterday, but remember the Savior's coming.
我知道我昨天说了救主要来了，但记住救主要来了。
He becomes a very, very, very old man.
他已经成为很老、很老、很老的人了。
And he says, the Savior's coming.
他说救主要来了。
The Savior's coming.
救主要来了。
And I know there was a lot of ridicule.
我知道那里有很多的嘲讽。
I'm sure everyone said, there's that crazy old man again.
那许多人都会说就是那个疯狂的老人。
Saying the same thing over and over again.
他在一遍一遍的重复他要讲的。
Do you ever feel like you're in a crazy old state yourself?
你有没有觉得你自己就处在这个老的疯狂的状况下呢？
Do you feel like sometimes the family looks at you and say, why are you always reading the Bible?
你有没有想到有的时候你的家人看见你问你，你为什么总在读圣经呢？
Why are you always talking about, oh, I'm waiting for the Lord's return?
为什么你总要讲说我在等候我们的救主再来呢？
You say that every single time.
你每次都讲这个。
I remember a young sister years ago.
我记得有一个年轻的姊妹几年之前。
She used to come to a fellowship like this.
她以前就来到像我们这样的聚会当中。
And there was one preacher who kept saying the same thing every time he preached.
有一个讲道的人每次都讲同样的信息。
And this, she was in college at the time and she just said,One day, oh no, he's speaking again.
那时候他唯一的想法，那时候他还在大学里。当这个传教人开始讲的时候，他说：“哦，主啊，他又开始了。”
And he's going to say the same thing again.
他又要讲同样的信息了。
But what's interesting is the Lord was working in her life.
但是有趣的是，主在他的生命中做工。
Suddenly doing poor in school.
突然一下他的成绩在学校里的成绩就不很理想。
Relationship with family and friends was going poorly.
他与家人和朋友之间的关系就有点下坡路。
And this sister was broken.
那这个姊妹她就像一个破碎的心一样。
And she went again to this gathering.
她再重新回到这个聚集里。
And there was that brother.
又是这个弟兄。
And she says, well, we know what he's going to share.
那他就说我知道他要讲什么了。
But it changed her life.
但是这一次他的生命得到了改变。
The same message she had heard for years.
同样的信息他听了多少年。
The same message that she was critical of because it kept going over and over and over again.
他曾经是如此的讥讽这个信息。
It touched her, it changed her, and for about 30 years now has been an anchor.
那却在当时来击中他的心，对他心里讲话。三十年来，他一直就把他当做一个坚固的锚来拥有。
Because she finally came with a humble heart.
是因为他当时终于有了一颗谦卑的心。
But you know, it also took humility of the preacher.
你知道，我们这些传讲的人也需要一个谦卑的心。
Don't you think he knew he was preaching the same thing over and over again?
那你知道他难道不知道他每次讲的信息是一样的吗？
Every Sunday he had to go before the group and he had to say to himself, you know what, they're all going to say I've said this before.
那他每个主日他要在讲到之前他会就是说我你知道吗我又要讲同样的信息。
But I have to be obedient to the Lord and what he's put on my heart.
但是我要顺服主对我的心意我要听从他在我心里的负担。
And hundreds and probably thousands of people have been touched by that same old message.
几百甚至几千的人肯定都已经被这样同样的信息所感动。
And this is what happened with Simeon.
这个就是西缅。
And we read in that passage, before he died, he got to set his eyes upon the Savior.
我们知道在他临死之前他看见了他的 救主看他已经看见了救恩。
If you and I will humble our hearts today,
如果你和我谦卑下来
as the church,
还就作为教会我们一同谦卑
we may just enter in, allow the Lord Jesus to return.
我们就可以允许主能再来。
But then there was Anna.
那我们又讲到亚拿。
We see in the story, Anna was married for 7 years.
我们知道亚拿结婚七年。
And then her husband died.
然后她的丈夫就去世了。
She could have been bitter.
她有很多的原因作为一个苦读和抱怨的人。
Widows were looked down upon.
因为在那时候寡居的人是被轻视的。
What good is a widow?
寡妇能干什么呢?
Doesn't have a husband.
她没有丈夫
therefore can't have children.
她们也没有孩子
she should have been forgotten.
她应该是被遗忘的人
but for 84 years,
但是84年
she prayed for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
她一直在为救主的降生而祷告
and you see that she lived for the Lord's return.
你看见他就是活着面见救主的降生。
You and I have many reasons to be bitter.
你和我有许多的原因可以我们理所当然的抱怨苦读。
We can probably come up with 100 excuses.
我们可能有100个借口我们可以苦读。
Or we can say, Lord, you've put me in the perfect situation, perfect circumstance. Use it to bring you in as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
那我们也可以说主啊你把我放置的是一个完美的环境完美的状况愿你在我里面动工好叫我成知道你是万王之主万主之主万王之王万主之主
So sorry. Then we see that there were two people that were prepared to make a home for Jesus.
我们在这里也看到有两位他们为基督来准备了一个家。
In perfect humility, Jesus came as a baby.
在完全的说服当中，耶稣作为一个婴儿降生。
But thank the Lord, he found vessels to humble themselves to take care of him and give him a home.
但是感谢主，他发现了一个谦卑的器皿，两位谦卑的器皿愿意顺服自己，来接受基督为他们的家。
We have no idea the scorn that was brought upon Mary when she had to reveal that she was pregnant.
我们无法想象当玛利亚怀孕的时候她所要遭受的讥讽。
Mary was rejected by all her friends.
玛利亚她被所有的朋友所弃绝。
Her parents probably had a very, very difficult time looking at this young teenage girl who is pregnant out of wedlock.
她的父母亲肯定没有办法面对她这个未婚就已经怀孕的女儿。
Betrothed to a man who wouldn't make a lot of money.
他要与一个人一个男子订婚，这个男子以后也不会挣很多的钱。
The rest of her life would be one of humility.
他一生的所有的剩余生都要过一个谦卑的生活。
Everyone talked about her.
每个人都在讲论他。
And they shook their head and looked the other way.
他们晃他们的头。转眼不看他。
I challenge everyone in here, but especially the teenagers. If you love the Lord Jesus, people will look at you differently.
我想要挑战我们每一位，特别是年轻人。如果你来信耶稣的话，人们一定会嘲讽你。
And it's worth it.
但是真的是值得的。
There's nothing you will do more importantly than say in your heart, I love the Lord Jesus, and I'm going to share that whenever I have the opportunity.
没有比一件事情更主要，就是你告诉自己说：“我爱基督，我愿意把他的福音传讲出去。”
The Lord will bless you, and He will use you if you're willing to be humbled.
主愿意来祝福你，如果你愿意谦卑，他会使用你为他做工。
So humbled,
如此的谦卑，就是玛利亚。
And because she took this upon herself,
因为她。独自承担这些。
She got to see the birth. She was the first person to see the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
她看见了基督的诞生，她是第一位看见基督诞生的人。
She got to see him grow as the Son of Man and Son of God.
她看着他成为人子来成长。
She was there when he was scourged for our sins.
她在那儿，当他为我们的最受煎熬的时候
She wept as she saw her son being nailed to the cross.
她看见她的儿子在钉十字架的时候，她哭泣。
Broken and contrite her whole life.
她一生都是一个谦卑痛悔的心。
But this is when the blessing comes in.
但这时候
she got to see the resurrection.
她看见她的复活。
And a lot of people don't know this. Not only did she see the resurrection.
那有些许多人可能没有意识到，她不仅看见了主的复活。
But she was being cared for John when the birth of the church occurred.
在这个早期教会诞生的时候，约翰来照顾她作为母亲。
She was a first-hand witness of God's eternal purpose.
她是神。永远旨意的第一手见证人。
But it all started when she was a teenager.
这一切都开始于她是一个还是一个十几岁的年轻人的时候。
She was able to say, "It's going to be difficult."
他可以说一定会很艰难。
But use me, Lord.
但是主啊，你可以使用我。
I want to be a blessing.
我愿意成为一个祝福。
Well, what about Joseph?
约瑟呢？
Now this man was humbled.
约瑟是一个很谦卑的人。
He finally had enough boldness to ask Mary to marry him.
他终于有了信心，告诉玛利亚来成为他的妻子。
And then he finds out she's with child.
然后他就发现玛利亚怀孕了。
Now he's entered into the ridicule.
他也与他同时进入这个被讥讽的状况。
Now he's being laughed at.
他也同样被讥讽。
He was emasculated. He was no man.
他是看起来很软弱，毫无男子刚阳气的。
He submitted to it.
但他却顺服下来。
He loved Mary.
他爱玛利亚。
He loved Jesus as his own.
他爱基督作为自己的孩子。
And that humility gave him a word of prophecy.
但是这个谦卑就给他了一个预言。
The authorities are coming to kill the babies.
当这些人要来捉来来杀死这个婴儿耶稣的时候。
And because he was humble, he heard that voice and he allowed his family and Jesus to escape.
因为他谦卑，所以他听到主的话，所以他可以带领全家来逃跑这个灾难。
And he taught Jesus how to be a carpenter.
然后他教耶稣如何成为一个木匠。
And then Joseph is no longer heard of.
然后约瑟就再也没有被提到。
We don't know what happened.
我们不知道他发生了什么。
Most likely he died young.
也很有可能他在年轻的时候就死了。
We see long lives, we see short lives.
我们看到有的人过很长的生命，有的人的生命很短。
But they were obedient to what the Lord had called them to do.
但是他们却因着主的呼召而顺服主的，答应主的呼召。
And obedience leads to a humble and a contrite heart.
一个顺服的人就有一个谦卑的和痛悔的心。
And this leads us to the last point of how do we rule and reign with Christ.
到最后这样我们就讲到最后一点，我们怎么样才能与基督一同作王掌权。
And we see how the Lord finds his disciples.
我们可以看见主是如何寻找到他的门徒。
We could talk the rest of the day about Peter alone.
我们剩下的今天剩下的一天，我们都可以讲彼得这一个人。
I would love, I'm a historian. I'd love to just go back in time and watch Peter.
我对历史非常感兴趣，我愿意不停的来反复的咀嚼彼得这个人。
What I'm about to say is not in the scripture. It's just my imagination.
我要讲的不是圣经上讲的，只是我自己想象的。
I think Peter was always talking on the shore.
那我想彼得总是在那个岸边讲话。
Hey John, I'm going to catch more fish than you today.
他说，嘿，约翰，我要今天捉的鱼比你逮的还要多。
Okay, everyone, 1 hour, see who has the most fish.
在一个小时之内，来让我们比一比谁钓的鱼捕的鱼最多。
And I imagine he came in every day and he was counting and he probably won a lot.
那我想他打完鱼之后，他肯定来数一数，他可能有许多次都给比别人捕的多。
Peter's a man that had all the answers.
彼得他是一个有许多有许多答案的人。
But one day he went out and he found no fish.
那有一天他出去捕鱼的时候，他一条鱼也没捕上。
The Lord had already been working.
主已经开始动工。
As good of a fisherman as he was, it wasn't satisfying his heart.
作为一个好的渔人，不能让他的心里满足。
No matter how good of a businessman he was,He still had an emptiness in his heart.
不管是一个商人，他是多么好，但是这不能满足他内心的空虚。
And so Peter started looking for answers.
所以彼得就开始寻找答案。
And then that's when the Lord dried up the fish.
这个时候主就开始来帮他，就把所有的鱼都赶跑了。
And then he runs into Jesus.
当他没有鱼可捕的时候，他跑到。
And Jesus loves asking poignant.Powerful questions.
主最喜欢问一针见血的问题。
How many fish have you found?
你打了几条鱼？
None. It's a bad day.
我一条也没捕上，今天很不好。
Not a good day for fishing.
今天不是捕鱼的天气。
Lord says there's no fish out there.
主说难道那没有鱼吗？
You know, Lord, if there were fish out there, old Peter would find it.
如果主啊，如果有鱼的话，我这个老彼得我一定能够。
And the Lord says, Peter, cast your net on the other side.
那主就说，彼得，把你的网放在另一边开始撒，撒网。
And there's just a little bit of humility there, just a little bit of interest. He says, okay, Lord.
在他的心里就有那一丁点的谦卑，有一丁点的顺服。他说，好吧，主。
And he had never caught so many fish.
他一生都没有捉到这么多的鱼。
Prosperity.
这就是昌盛，成功。
But what does prosperity often lead to?
那成功最后又带来什么呢？
Pride.
骄傲。
But thank the Lord, Peter didn't go that direction.
但是感谢主，彼得没有往那个方向恶性循环下去。
He left the fish.
他就离开了他的鱼。
And by doing that, he said, Jesus, I don't want to be a fisherman anymore.
他就对主说，我不要再成渔夫。
He says, that's the heart I'm looking for, Peter.
主就说，我在寻找这样的心，彼得。
You're not going to be defined by fish anymore.
你再不需要用鱼来定义你的身份。
You're going to be defined by me.
你在我里面找着你的身份。
And it's not going to be an easy road.
这个不是一个简单的、容易的道路。
But now I can use you.
但是我可以使用你。
Matthew.
马太。
Was a tax collector.
他是个税吏。
Now that's where the real money was.
他真的有钱。
Bringing in all the taxes.
他把所有的税都拿上。
And he was a cheater.
他是个骗子。
But his heart wasn't satisfied.
但他的心不满足。
And the Lord called Matthew.
主就呼召马太。
And says, Matthew, are you done being a cheat?
他说，马太，你做这个骗子做够了吗？
Are you done taking money from people?
你难道没有去榨取别人的钱榨够了吗？
And Matthew said, yes, I'm done.
马太说，我真的够了。
I want to follow you.
我愿意来跟随你。
And now he was one that was responsible for the money in Jesus' hands.
那他现在就为了主耶稣而是打理这些钱财。
Now I imagine, and I'll close with this, I imagine the disciples at this point said, okay, Jesus,
我在想，我现在是我的结束语。我在想，那门徒就会说，主，基督耶稣。
We need to start preaching to Herod.
我们要向Herod 希律王来传讲福音。
We need to start preaching to the Pharisees.
我们要向法利赛人传讲福音。
The Sadducees.
还有撒都该人。
Oh, we've got a mission now, Lord.
我们有很大的使命。
And Jesus says no.
耶稣说不。
We're going to go to the sick.
我们要去看那些生病的。
We're going to go to the blind.
我们要看瞎眼的。
We're going to go to the lepers.
我们要看那些长麻风的。
But leprosy is contagious.
因为长那麻风却是传染的。
Lord says, you know how you heal a leper?
主说你是怎么样医治一个长大麻风的。
You hug them and love on them with the love of the Lord Jesus.
你拥抱他们，用神的基督的爱来爱他们。
Disciples, we're going to the humble and the contrite.
这些门徒必须要有的就是一个谦卑痛悔的心。
Because they have good soil.
因为这样才能有好的土壤。
They want to hear the good news.
他们想要听这些好福音。
They know they need a savior.
他们知道他们需要一个好的救主。
No one likes to be told they're proud.
没有人愿意听到说自己是一个骄傲的人。
I don't think any of us could handle it this week if our spouse or our parents reminded us three times this week, well, you're just a proud person.
我相信我们在座的没有一个人希望自己的配偶或者自己的父母亲告诉我们说你超过每天告诉我们说你是一个骄傲的人。
I can promise you today I'm going to fail this test.
我可以告诉你们，我是第一个不能承受这个的。
I can already imagine I'm going to go home. We're going to start having a conversation, and someone's going to disagree with me at home.
我可以想象我现在回家去有一个交谈，那有人就会与我持不同的意见。
My first thought is, I'm the dad.
我的第一个反应就是我是爸爸。
I'm the husband.
我是丈夫。
I'm the principal.
我是校长。
I am, I am, I am.
我是，我是，我是。
And that's what Lucifer said that caused him to fall.
这就是路西佛所做的，这样他就成为一个堕落的天使。
And the Lord says, I can't use that soil.
主说，我不能使用这样的土壤。
I hope all of us today can ask the Lord, Lord, give me a humble and a contrite heart.
我希望在座的每一个人今天都能够来到主的面前，愿意对主说，主啊，求你给我一个谦卑的心。
If I could just borrow 2 more minutes of your time.
如果我能占用大家两分钟时间。
One of the greatest revivals that occurred in this century occurred in the 1960s.
在这个世纪最大的复兴是1960年。
There was some prosperity at that time.
在那个时候有一些昌盛。
But does anyone know around the world how many deaths occurred from 1914 to 1945?
但是在从1914年到1945年，有多少人在知道世界上有多少死亡吗？
There were 3 major events. I'm not going to count the natural deaths and inside deaths. There was the flu of 1918.
其中，但是在这个期间有三个重大的事件。第一个就是1918年的这个，流感。
World War One。
然后是第一战。
And World War Two。
二战。
Those 3 events alone。
就这三个大的事件。
Caused 175 to 200 million deaths。
就造成了175到200万人的死亡。
This world was shattered.
这个世界被粉碎了。
So many people cried out to God.
有这许多的人来呼求主。
It paved the way for great revival.
这样就为一个大的复兴来开辟了道路。
It was a time of great discipline.
这个是一个管教的时期。
Because we had turned away from God.
因为我们转眼不去仰望神。
We haven't had anything like this in a very long time.
我们已经很久没有这样的发生了。
I think we all know that if we watch the news and if we hear what's happening around the world, we are a weak, weak people.
如果我们听这个新闻，我们看这个世界上所发生的事，我们就知道我们真的是软弱的、恶毒的人。
I am no prophet.
我不是一个预言家。
The Lord may come in and stop this virus that was already shared about, and we may not even talk about it in a month.
那如果主愿意的话，他可以介入这个病毒，那他会，我们一个月之内就不会再会有这样病毒。
But the Lord could also use it to wake up his people.
但主也可以使用这个病毒来让他的子民们苏醒过来。
We know in the day of his return there will be plagues and disease.
我们知道主回来的日子的时候会有很多的瘟疫和灾难。
We know there will be earthquakes.
我们知道会有地震。
We know that there will be wars and rumors of wars.
我们知道会有战争和战争的声音。
There will be disobedient children.
也会有许多悖逆的孩子。
Have you ever noticed that that phrase is used right in there with natural disasters?
你注意到吗？我在说悖逆的孩子，把它和这些自然灾害共论。
It's a sobering, sobering thought.
这个是非常严肃、非常严肃的。
The Lord is whispering, I want to return.
主在对我们耳语，我想要回来。
He's calling to us.
他在呼召我们。
Oh, might we hear him and humble ourselves.
我们真的需要来谦卑自己的心。
He wants to use you.
他想要使用你。
He wants his children.
他需要他的孩子。
And he's calling unto us today.
他今天就在呼召我们。
May we respond.
愿我们来回应他的呼召。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we love you.
主，我们爱你。
Because you first loved us.
因为你先爱了我们。
We actually hardly even know what love is until we know you.
我们在认识你之前，真的不知道爱是什么。
But we're thankful that in your love, you want to come for your people.
但是我们感谢你在你的爱里面你愿意为我们回来
Starting by coming into our hearts
你先要进入到我们的心里
Lord, do forgive us for our hardened hearts
主啊求你饶恕我们刚硬的心
Forgive us for the tough soil
原谅我们里面所有的坚硬的土壤
Lord, use the circumstances of our life
主啊，求你使用我们这的环境。
Use the circumstances of this world.
用这个世界的环境。
To humble your people.
好叫你的子民能够谦卑下来。
And Lord, in that humility, may we read your word.
主啊，在谦卑的里面，愿我们一同来读你的话语。
And may we encourage one another with the fellowship of the saints.
让我们众圣徒彼此勉励。
Lord, we want to humble ourselves.
主啊，我们愿意谦卑自己。
You do this work.
愿你做工。
For your sake.
为你自己名的缘故。
And for your glory.
为你的荣耀的缘故。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.